Chicago has some of the most interesting architecture in the world, and the more you travel to other cities, the more you appreciate it. It is one of my favorite topics, and the Sun-Times architecture critic Lee Bay is one of the best. He joins us now to talk about what's going on around here. And Lee, good to be with you again. Let's start with the State of Illinois building. I've whined about how it doesn't fit in with anything in that neighborhood for a long time, and now they're making some changes. What do you make of it? Is it going to be an improvement?
You know, I think so. As you know, Google is purchasing the buildings, purchased the building, and they're removing the existing glass, replacing it with glass that's triple paned and more transparent, more weatherproof, more sustainable, mm-hmm. so the building can hold heat better. They're also looking at, they haven't really shared a ton of details, but the renderings do show a building that looks more transparent, has a better plaza, and retains something of the atrium on the inside. On the inside, we don't know quite if the materials are all going to be there because the renderings don't really show. I think the bottom line would be an improved building.
You know what? Maybe because you can look through it now and see City Hall and other iconic old buildings around the Thompson Center, it will appear to fit in more. Because that's always been my issue with it. It looks like a modern structure, a spaceship, right in the middle of all these great buildings.
Well, that's true, but some of that is by, was by design. The idea, we have to kind of go back, right? We're talking about a building that's designed 10 years after Watergate, right? Mm. And after all the controversies with the government that we've, experienced during the 70s and early 80s. And the idea was to build a government building that was physically transparent, that when you walked into it with the atrium, the secrets, the functions of government was laid bare. The building invited you in. So in some respects, it's designed to be that way. And so that's why it's so different than mm-hmm. the other buildings. It was really designed to be different than other buildings because government was supposed to be different than the way it used to be.
Yeah, supposed to be. Key phrase there. Let's talk about the historic skyscrapers on South State Street and efforts to save those buildings. And we're talking about the Century and Consumers buildings, 202 and 220 South State. I guess they've been vacant for a while, haven't they?
No, they have. They've been vacant for 20 years. The federal government bought these two early skyscrapers about 20 years ago when the feds thought they were going to expand office space in the area. Decide they didn't want to do that. And then let the buildings kind of sit there. The city under Mayor Lightfoot, originally under Rahm Emanuel, had a deal to acquire and rehab the buildings and get a developer in who's going to turn them into residents. But that deal died under Lori Lightfoot's administration. So they sat there a little longer. Now the federal government's, the federal government's federal judges, I should say, along with the Marshal Service and other federal law enforcement, said that, these buildings are a danger to the Dirksen Federal Building, which is right behind it, on Dearborn. If they're occupied, something could happen. They don't really say what, but you just assume that they're saying that someone could shoot from that building into the Dirksen. Mm-hmm. So then the feds want to tear them down. And so the city, what it did most recently, was it gave it landmark status. It gave landmark status to the two buildings. Doesn't legally prevent the feds from demolishing them, but it does provide kind of a line in the sand to kind of dare the feds to do so. Mm-hmm. Will you wreck two landmark buildings against the city's wishes?
Hmm. What do you think is going to happen? What's your prediction?
It's a tough call. The feds have their own review called a Section 106 that they undergo whenever they demolish an historic property or look to demolish an historic property. So that process has been going on for months and has months more to go, they could come to the same conclusion. Well, you know, we should let these buildings stay. But this is a funny thing. I don't see the feds wrecking these two buildings against City Hall's or the city's wishes. Mm-hmm. But in order for that to really be the case, the city really has to stand up for this building. So it's one thing for the Landmarks Commission to landmark it. It would be another thing if the mayor, could you imagine, well, you and I both know Mayor Daley, mm-hmm. Richard M. Daley, mm-hmm. could you imagine if Richard M. Daley decided he didn't want those buildings demolished? Do you think the federal government would overrule him and wreck him anyway?
No way.
No way. And so I think it takes that kind of maneuver from the mayor's office, current mayor's office, to say, listen, these are our buildings, leave them alone.
Yeah, you know, other historic buildings like the beautiful Monadnock building at 53 West Jackson, close to the federal complex, and they were saved and now treasured. So hopefully that'll happen with these buildings. When will we hear something? Is that coming up soon?
Well, you know, probably for the federal review, probably another couple of months, and the landmarks process for the city, it'll wind its way over the next couple of months as well. So I'm guessing, totally guessing, that by spring we should know one way or another.
All right, I'll check in with you by then, if not before. Sometimes architecture critic Lee Bay, always great talking about Chicago's architecture with you, Lee. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.